I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that there will be 175,000 new cases of prostate cancer in the U.S. this year. To talk about prostate cancer is Dr. Thomas Keene. He's a professor and chair of the Department of Urology, and he specializes in managing prostate, bladder, and kidney cancer at MUSC. Dr. Keene, how important is it to detect prostate cancer early?
Extremely important, Bobby, because you want to try and diagnose the disease when it is still curable and has not spread. In the past, the US Preventative Task Force gave PSA screening a D rating, which meant that PSA was no longer recommended. As a result, the numbers detected dropped. However, the stage at which the patients were diagnosed increased. They later reviewed this and then gave it a C rating with the stipulation that a discussion should be had with the patient about the consequences of an elevated PSA and what it may lead to. So what this means is that we should not stop screening. We should still be using PSA, but we probably need better tests than PSA. And we also need to screen smarter.
Dr. Keene, you said we need to screen smarter. Exactly what does that mean?
We need to use age-appropriate PSA testing, meaning you should probably look at men who are 50 years of age, and you should consider stopping PSA screening as they hit 75 and certainly up towards 80.
And what levels of PSA in that screening might be worrisome?
Well, that's a great question. If you look at patients, say, in their early 50s and the PSA is below 1, they're probably quite safe. 1.5 is a cutoff that has been mentioned by numerous authors for men who are between 50 and 55. If they're above 1.5, however, it is worthwhile having a conversation with the patient about whether or not they would like to know if they might have some prostate cancer. And there are some tests that can be taken which may increase the likelihood that we could find prostate cancer.
Are there certain groups that are higher risk of prostate cancer?
Well, the African American population in general is at higher risk for prostate cancer. We also have people who have clusters of cancers in their family history. For instance, if there's a history of breast cancer in the family, if there's a history of colorectal cancer in young family members, if there's a history of Lynch syndrome, if there's a history of pancreatic cancer, and you have more than one relative who's had all these, that may be a group of people that you should be on the lookout to see, is there prostate cancer?
Dr. Keene, what are the current treatments for localized prostate cancer?
The options would include active surveillance, surgery, radiation treatment, and watchful waiting.
What about advanced prostate cancer?
Well, I know time is limited, so I would say there has been an absolute revolution in how we treat advanced prostate cancer. The mainstay of treatment remains androgen deprivation therapy, but we're now using layering of treatments, whereby you stay on the androgen deprivation therapy, but as the disease progresses, and it may take a number of years for it to do that, we have newer, more effective compounds to add to the androgen deprivation therapy. We also have gotten smarter in our use of chemotherapy. We have new agents to control bone pain and to deal with bony metastatic disease. The future for prostate cancer treatment has never been brighter.
Dr. Keene, thanks for providing information about prostate cancer.
As always, it's a pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.